Coach, you knew coming in, this is going to be a tough team to beat. A lot of speed and a lot of skill across there, especially with Nick Allen and Trey Harmison. And you guys had some good stops early on, but, boy, they are just so tough to contain, those two.
Yeah, you know, coming into this game, we actually thought we had a pretty good shot. We've got some decent skill players as well. We knew that they had the two guys. They weren't quite as physical as like a Southeast Saline, so we really felt we could play with them. There at the first half, you know, we got down there and almost scored 14, kept that game close. That might have made the difference in the game right there.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. You know, you're down 14-7 late in the second quarter. You get down there to about the 18-yard line in that incompletion, and, you know, just that 74-yard run just kind of flipped the script, and they score on that. And looking back, do you see maybe some of the air out of your team kind of go out instead of being maybe tied or down one score, being down two scores there at half?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there was a minute and 50 left, and we stacked the house there. And he kind of broke it to the outside, and he was off to the races. Definitely took the wind out of our sails there.
I think you got to give your team a lot of credit, though, tonight. They hung with them. I mean, through pretty much two and a half quarters here, they were toe-to-toe with this team. And, yes, Riley Kenny made the big plays. But, you know, after your first couple series, just couldn't get the ball rolling, down 14-0. Your offense looked pretty good at times there and kind of getting around the edge there with Jason, also Blaine.
Yeah, I thought the offense, you know, there's two drives that they looked really, really solid. We couldn't pull the ball down. Every pass seemed to be a little bit high. I don't know if that was the wind or what, but we did have two very good drives. You know, we didn't let them have a lot of big plays. They did march us on it pretty easy, though.
It's kind of, yeah, you mentioned the wind may have played a factor with the ball sailing there tonight, and I kind of wonder if maybe one of those passes that King had kind of got it hung up in the air. But you have to give credit to your team as well. They didn't give up at the end there. They got aided a little bit by some penalties there by Riley Kenny in the fourth quarter, but they did a good job of sustaining it, that last drive, that 90-yard drive, to get some points on the board there and, you know, kind of go out to, at the end of the season here with kind of a high note there.
Yeah, I would say this team overall, they've really never let down. You know, if you get two scores on you, it's pretty easy to let the wind out of your sails, but these guys have always fought to the very end. Smoky Valley, we come back and won it. We played to the very end in every game.
Been a season. It's been a kind of a roller coaster season here. And how would you describe this 2020 Scott City team? I think you saw a lot of improvement, and I think it really started with week four after maybe getting their daubers down a little bit, starting out 1-2.
Yeah, you know, Cimarron was a tough team this year. You know, after we got beat by Holcomb and then Cimarron, we were down a little bit. We kind of came back. We had some good games in there. You know, Colby was a great opponent. We come out and played very, very well. Beat them 28-0. So we did have some good games. Concordia had a nice quarterback, and we were able to win that game. It was a successful season.
And also really successful seasons as well because of, you know, the year 2020 with COVID and everything. Did not have a cancellation of a game. Riley County had one in the middle of their season, and a lot of others in the state had cancellations of some games during the year. And I think that's a big positive. Scott C was able to get 10 games in, the max that they could have with their season come to an end here.
Yeah, you know, and I think that goes out to the town folks and everything else, the administration. You know, we wanted to play football, and we were going to live life, and I think that's all we did. We played every game. We played hard every game. We played to the very end, and these guys got their senior football season.
Yeah, these seniors, 10 of them, see their careers coming to an end tonight here, and you know, you take a look at a lot of them. A lot, you know, about the handful played were starters 2-3 years here, and, you know, they gave a lot of great efforts and testament to stick through it all 4 years.
Yeah. Well, these guys are great. You know, just something watching them over the last 2 years. They're the type of guys that you want to work, you know, you want them as an employee. You can just tell that they're there to work. Great kids. You know, it didn't finish for them the way they wanted to. But I guarantee if you ever have a chance to hire one of these kids, they'll do a great job for you.
Absolutely. A great group of kids, like you said. And sadly, it has to come to an end here. But, Coach, thanks again all season long for you guys allowing access into the program. It's been fun watching him. And football season always goes too fast.
It's always fast.
Well, thanks again, Coach.
All right. Thank you.